Now, exactly how did you and your team find that these dingoes were growing larger than usual? How did you measure this?
Okay, well, it had been reported before that dingoes had been getting larger from various different sources, from people that were trapping them and so forth. But what we decided to do, we were doing a whole lot of research on dingoes throughout Australia, and then we decided to measure the skulls with extensive skull collections of dingoes, both in museums and also the various government departments throughout Australia. So we decided to visit these skulls in these areas to see, okay, skull size is a approximate for, you know, body size. Let's see if what's happening with the changes in size over time.
And how significant is a 6 to 9% increase in size?
Well, we know with a lot of small animals that when you give them some type of toxin or something, they can develop resistance, or they can change sizes. Or there's been lots of reports. There's been reports of snakeheads getting smaller in response to cane toads because they eat the smaller ones, not the larger ones. And well, we knew these type of things had happened. What's significant here is over a relatively short time, evolutionary time. Well, we were looking over 80 years, but that's short from evolutionary time. That an animal the size of a dingo, which is quite a large animal, relatively, that we saw such a large change in response to these poison regimes.
So I guess the big question is why do we think that the poison and the baiting is affecting them?
Okay. Again, because it's a historical study, it's hard to disentangle both of those causal factors. But what we think, it could be either a, you know, poison works, I suppose, more effectively on smaller animals. So you need a bigger dose when you get larger. And something such as 10-AC poison, the poison that was used, they would inject into meat bait, and then a lot of it would leach out into the ground. And so a lot of animals would be getting sublethal doses, particularly larger animals. So the animals that were surviving the baiting tended to be larger animals, and they're the ones passing their genes on. So that's one mechanism. The other mechanism is, because you're poisoning so many dingoes, is that the ones that survive will don't have the competition from their fellow dingoes. Plus, there's a lot more kangaroos. We know that dingoes really regulate kangaroo numbers. But when you've got not this competition from your fellow dingoes, you've got a lot more food to pick from, so it allows you to get larger. Again, both of those things could be acting together or independently. We're not quite sure, but again, that they are both responses to the baiting.
Yeah. What do you think this could mean for the species long term?
Well, again, it's also sort of an interesting thing about, you know, when you do some type of control for an animal, are you actually doing what you want to do? We've seen this many times, things such as rats and things like that. But when it comes to dingoes, now, dingoes perform a vital ecological role in Australia because they're basically the largest terrestrial, like land predator, especially once the thylacine or the Tasmanian tiger a few thousands of years ago was wiped off the mainland. The dingo basically formed the top role. And so, again, maybe there will be some effects of the animals getting larger. In some ways, it might be ironic. One of the reasons why they poison them is so they don't kill livestock. Well, maybe you're selecting for large animals that might have a bigger impact on livestock.
Yeah.
So we don't know any of this at this stage. But again, it just shows you that when you start, I suppose, you know, affecting an ecosystem or affecting a population, you can get other effects. Often they might not be desirable.
Yeah, for effects that you weren't necessarily intending or anticipating.
Yes, exactly.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out. Matthew, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. But thank you very much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.